If religion is no good in the kitchen, religion is no good in the pew.
God calls us to wholeheartedly live for Him, to love people in the way that is truly centered on others. Ladies, today on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares another lesson in following the Master, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And the whole verse from which that last phrase is taken is Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And so I want to remind you today that if you have not made the eternal God your refuge, you probably are not aware of those everlasting arms that would like to be underneath and hold you. Have you ever needed a refuge? All of us have, it seems to me, but we don't always know where to go to find one. Well, our program, Gateway to Joy, is meant to just point you to Him, to the one who is our refuge, our helper, and our Savior. And we've been talking for the past week about Pamela Reeve's little book called Faith Is. And her little rainbow-colored book, Faith is a real blockbuster of profundity, even though it's very simply done, different colored pages with just one statement about faith on each page. And we're up to page 7 now, which says, Faith is doing the right thing regardless of consequences. I've had letters from two mothers of young families. We feel rather alone because so many friends have made certain that they would have small families blending into today's society, said one of them. Another one, who has three children under 5, said, It would seem that we should be applauded for our efforts in raising our children in what we believe is God's way. But there's little applause and much more ridicule. I sometimes wonder if we're crazy, if our ideas are far-fetched. Well, I want to encourage those two young mothers to remember that Christians have always marched to a different drummer. We're all out of step. We're all living lives that make no sense except in terms of the invisible things, except on a supernatural level. And this program is an attempt to help all of you to see, and it's a reminder to me daily as I prepare these programs, that the supernatural things that we believe and we talk about have very clear practical ramifications in natural things, that the invisible things affect the visible. And if religion is no good in the kitchen, religion is no good in the pew. My Christianity has got to work for me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as well as Sunday. So here's a statement about faith, that faith that we talk about that is so much more than a mere feeling, so much more than a religious mood. Pamela Reeve says, faith is doing the right thing regardless of the consequences, knowing God will turn the ultimate effect to good. Way back in Old Testament times, there were people who marched to a different drummer as well. Daniel would be one of those who comes to mind, a man who, when orders were given that no one was to bow down to any but the king's God, continued to bow down to the God of the universe, and was arrested, and you remember, dropped into a pit of lions. He did the right thing, regardless of the consequences, knowing that God would turn the ultimate effect to good. You remember Noah. What a crazy thing he did from the standpoint of his neighbors. Can you imagine his neighbors looking out the window and seeing Noah out there with this tremendous pile of lumber sawing away and hammering away to make this preposterously sized boat, just a monstrous sea-going vessel, in a place where there wasn't a drop of water, where there wasn't the slightest chance that he was ever going to put this thing afloat. Well, he was doing the right thing. God said, build an ark, and guess what Noah did? You children that are listening to me, when God said, build an ark, what did Noah do? You got it. He built an ark. And that's what God requires of you and me, if we claim to have faith in him. If you don't claim to have faith in God, then you wouldn't call yourself a Christian, would you? But if you're a Christian, you're supposed to have faith in God. What is that faith? It's action. It's obedience. Look at the story of Queen Esther. You remember that when Ahasuerus sent out an order that all Jews were to be destroyed, slain, and exterminated, then Queen Esther made up her mind to approach the king and to appeal for her people. And when they told Mordecai, Esther's uncle, what she had said, he told them to go back to her and say, do not imagine that you alone of all the Jews will escape because you are in the royal palace. If you remain silent at such a time as this, relief and deliverance for the Jews will appear from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows whether it is not for such a time as this that you have come to royal estate? Esther gave them this answer to take back to Mordecai. Go and assemble all the Jews to be found in Susa, and fast for me. Take neither food nor drink for 3 days, night or day, and I and my maids will fast as you do. Now listen to this. And after that, I will go to the king, although it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and did exactly as Esther had bidden him. It's a drama, isn't it? A very daring, courageous thing that Esther had determined to do, to walk straight into the king's court and risk her own life, risk death. Well, you and I may not have dramatic opportunities like that. The greatest drama that most of us will ever experience will be in small acts of obedience, which are misinterpreted or ridiculed. A small act of obedience like honesty, which may cost you dearly. It just so happens that my husband is working on his income tax as I was preparing this talk. There are all sorts of little ways in which we could cheat, little ways in which the government would very likely never catch up with us. How do you conduct your business? How honest are you when it comes to income tax? Or even something which costs only 50 cents. It so happens that in the town where Lars and I live, Magnolia, Massachusetts, we have a new garbage system now. In addition to paying our usual taxes, which are out of sight, we now have to put a sticker on every single piece that we put out for the garbage man to take. Every garbage barrel, every garbage bag, every cardboard box, every piece of junk has to have a bright green sticker on it that costs 50 cents. Now, can you imagine? That's probably at least $100 a year for most people, in addition to the taxes that they're already paying. Now, we just discovered one way in which we could be very dishonest about this. When Lars and I take walks on garbage day, we find green stickers that have come off somebody else's garbage pails. What is to stop us from using those green stickers over again? There's no date on them. There's no number that identifies them as belonging to the owner of that particular garbage pail. They're just green stickers that we can buy down at the convenience store. Well, we thought about this, and in fact, somebody asked a question about this because she had found as many as 8 50-cent stickers on the street as she was walking her dog one morning. She's a Christian, and she said, can I use those again if I found 50 cents on the street? I certainly would pick it up, and here's a sticker that's worth 50 cents. Well, but there is a slight difference there, isn't there? It's already been used by the person who paid for it. I can't legitimately use it again. Well, one of the things that I have in the little prayer that I've written for myself, there's this phrase, "Give me grace, Lord, to do all that I know of your holy will." Sometimes we wonder how to discover the will of God about something. We want to be obedient. We don't know what it is. The best way that I know to find out what God wants me to do about that thing is to do what I know God wants me to do about this thing, this little thing. Among all those listening to me today, there may be someone tempted to take measures to prevent the possibility of any more children. Now, I'm not the one to tell you whether to do this or not to do it. But God surely has something to say to you. Faith listens to God. Faith does what he says, regardless of the consequences. And as I read in these letters, these two young mothers have paid a price for being the mothers of rather large families, or babies who come along too fast for the world. They're people who have been misunderstood and criticized. Faith does what God says, regardless of the consequences. Perhaps someone's listening who's tempted to participate in some shady business deal, to lie just a little bit, to cheat a teeny bit, not in the big ways that worldly people do, but in those small ways that Christians do. Is there someone afraid to take a step, to make a decision because of possible consequences? Take heart from Daniel and Esther. Faith does the right thing. That's all that matters.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.